Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Hello,
good
everybody.
Morning, good morning, Risa.
May 30th, 2016. Wow, I see these dates and sounds like the future. And it's Memorial Day. I remember we did the show last year. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago when we just did the May 30th, 2015 show. And here we are again. And everybody says happy Memorial Day, and it's hot dogs and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Celebrate.
So inappropriate. I think that's what I talked about last year, how it's so inappropriate the way we celebrate some of these more serious holidays.
Well, you know, what's funny is back in December 2000, Congress actually passed a law requiring Americans to pause at 3 p.m., have remembrance of Memorial Day for the fallen, you know, for our fallen troops. But I'll go into that on my gem today. But, basically everybody knows it's time to remember all those who have sacrificed for us. And but, you know, it's just amazing how we were talking, seems like not that long ago, and the year just goes so fast. You know, Reet, they say time flies when you get older. I don't know if that's true or not, but it kind of does seem that way. And I hear that from other people. But I also hear it from younger people, too. You know, they say time seems to go so fast.
It does seem to compress.
Yeah.
Each year you get older. You don't have to be a baby boomer to be older. And each year, time seems to pass a little bit quicker. When you're 3 or 4 years old, it seems like Christmas is never going to come. When you're 60, better years old.
You're still
like
putting away the ornaments.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. But that takes us up to our hot topic.
It's hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, Jim, you've been hammering it into them for weeks, and now I'm going to start. It's election time, and we're talking a week away, and you need to make your decision. So by now you have your sample ballot. Some of you have already voted by mail. Your ballot's already in, and they're probably counting it not today. They'll be counting it. Yeah. Any second now. But for those of you that haven't, look at your sample ballot. Check out the candidates. Be an informed voter. And I'm going to give people a little secret today. You know how you get those slate mailers in the mail? You may not even know they're called slate mailers, but they're a list of candidates that supposedly support one another. And they list them, and they may say that they come from the Republican Party. They may say they come from the Democratic Party. They may say that they come from the League of Women Voters or some name that sounds very official. But if you read the fine print, it'll say that it was paid for either the candidates or some PAC, or the name isn't quite the Republican Party of Los Angeles. It'll be the Republican Party of Los Angeles Friends. But the Friends will be in small print, and you don't realize it's not really coming from the party. And a lot of these were paid for by the candidates themselves. They weren't endorsed by anybody. No committee sat down and said, these are the people we recommend. They just plunked down the $1,500 or $2,000 or however many dollars. And their name went out in the mail, and it looks like that they are being recommended to you to vote. So don't just go by the pieces of literature you get in the mail. Just don't go by the people that are on TV, because that just means they raised enough money to be on TV. Do the research yourself. Find out what the candidate's about. Find out there's a bunch of judges on some of the ballots. find out what the judges are about, what they stand for. You can look this stuff up. You've got a week left to do it, but don't forget to vote. June 7th, the polls open at 7 a.m. They close at 8 p.m. You've got all day to do it. If you can't make it then, the polls are open at, in Los Angeles, at least, in Norwalk. You can go down to the county clerk's office in Norwalk, and you can start voting now. So all I'm saying is this is a very important election. They all are. So make sure that you know the facts and you vote on June 7th.
That's right.
And, Jim, that's my hot topic.
All righty. Well, that's true. You got to do your homework before you vote, pick a candidate. Well, hot topic, we're just going to touch on a lot of people are going to be traveling. So check your weather. We tell you this all the time. And it looks like it's an all clear in most places, at least on our West Coast. But some central states have some thunderstorms and rain. There's some flooding going on. In the Carolinas, there's some issues with thunderstorms and floods from Bonnie. You know, left some 10 inches of rain, a lot of flooding in the Carolinas. And so check out what's going on before you go to these areas so you don't get stuck. And a little bit of celebrity news. You remember Pirates of the Caribbean and Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Johnny Depp is going through some tough times. He lost his mother, Betty Sue Palmer, at age 81 on May 20th. And several days later, after he lost his mother, his wife, Amber Heard, Depp's wife of 15 months, filed for a divorce and listed the separation date 2 days after the death of his mother. There's issues. I know there's two sides of the story, but I know there was situations with domestic violence and the kids didn't like her and so on, but I don't know if the timing factor was right there. I don't know. Just stand by your man a little bit. Maybe come in to play.
You're not if he just beat her, though.
It's, what?
I'm sorry. Not if he just beat her down. That's the story, that he beat her down.
See, that's
the other side. But that's the other side of the story, so we never know.
Exactly. There's two sides of the story, so I don't want to say that Amber's the bad guy and Johnny's the bad guy. There's two sides of the story. But that's, you know, and then you got the situation where you know more about this, Aretha, as far as this film, you know, when people do a film and then they rate it, because Alice Through the Looking Glass got a 31% rating from Rotten Tomatoes, which is a group that, you know, they rate these things. Well, Depp's 52 and Amber's 30, and, you know, a lot of family was concerned that he jumped out of his 14-year marriage with Vanessa Paradis to go into this marriage. They thought it might have been a rebound type thing.
He wasn't married to the mother of his children, though. He never married her.
Oh, okay. They're together for a while. What, 14 years? Well,
yeah, 14 years and never married.
Just a quickie on sports. There's a big one with the Golden State Warriors and Oklahoma City Thunder. Big thing going on here if you follow any of this with the NBA. Some of you don't follow basketball, but even the ones that don't follow it are seeing it in the news. You got a tie 3-3, and the Warriors in a 73 wins, and it's going to be a big game tonight with Game 7 coming up. So when you got tie 3-3, it gets pretty interesting, Reese. I mean, even if you don't follow this stuff, it could be hockey, it could be anything. When two teams are so good, and they're in the playoffs, they're tied. It makes it interesting to anybody to see who's going to come out ahead on that, but.
Basketball's in the playoffs? Oh, well, I guess I don't follow basketball.
Yeah, it's just game 7 with the Warriors and the Thunder. It's just pretty interesting. And there's a lot of situations going on with, you know, like the Golden State Warriors owner literally bowed down to Klay Thompson after he drained 11 three-pointers. But, anyway, I don't know. What sports do you gravitate towards, Aretha? I know you're involved in a lot of with the scuba and all
American,
that kind of stuff.
American Ninja Warriors had an All-Stars on last night. I love it. I figured it out. I like individual sports. So I love American Ninja Warriors. The women did great. It was wonderful last night. I like skateboarding. I like ice. What is it? Snowboarding. I love individual sports. I've discovered really not team sports. And I've always said I love sports where men don't have on shorts. I mean, when men don't have on shirts or they have on shorts. So that's the kind of sport I like.
Well, you know, that's just it. I'm kind of a one-on-one sport, too. I never was big into football or all that. But I did play baseball as a manager of Eric's baseball team. And but, you know, as the years go on, if you're in a one-on-one sport, you can take that with you. You can be in your 60s, and you don't have to get a bunch of guys together and go play a game somewhere. You can just it's a lot easier just go play some tennis or billiards or whatever. And I didn't touch on politics because we're basically out of time, but Bernie's coming towards the end of the rope. He needs California 172 delegates, and if he says he doesn't get it, he admits finally that it's going to be an uphill battle. So Trump totally cleaned up with the Republicans. He's the officially beat the 1237 number needed for the delegates. He surpassed that, so he's got that locked up. So looks like, Reef, it's going to be Hillary and Trump in the finals. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
moving right along. But I think we're due for a commercial, or let's see the clock here.
Commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, and over the years I've seen, and Reetha knows too, that what Eric built did not come easy for him. He puts in many, many hours of hard work to get all this put together.
And so do you.
But anyway, it's Memorial Day, Reetha, and, you know, I have a lot of veteran friends. I know the vets that, I know some of them that were in Pearl Harbor, that were actually on the Arizona. I know people that were in Iwo Jima and Guam, Corregidor, and Bataan. I actually took one of the guys that was in the Bataan Death March, Saul Schwartz, and president of China, the prior president of China's daughter, had a situation, a little event over at the Nixon Library celebrating the World War II veterans. And because we helped them in World War II, we helped China. And the problem was they really didn't have, World War II veterans. They're mostly, younger veterans. And I came out with Saul, who was a survivor of the Bataan Death March. He was 96. And by the time I got there, and you got to be a little careful taking these guys around, they're fragile. So I brought him over there, and Mrs. Lee, I think her name was leaving with her security people. And I went in between the security people, and I said, Mrs. Lee, I brought a surprise for you. And she looked up at me, and I pointed. I said, World War II veteran, 96 years old. And she goes, oh. And she moves her hands, and the security people moved out of the way, and she walked over to him and grabbed his arm, because everybody comes to her and waits in line to talk to her. She walked over to him, grabbed his arm, and said, thank you so much. Can I get a picture? And from then on, Saul was the star of the night, and Nixon's grandson came over, and he wouldn't leave his side. Everybody wanted to talk to Saul because, you know, there's not many of these guys left. If you're going to talk to them and hear the real stories, you better do it, because on my group that I meet with, a lot of them are in their 90s, and they were in all these places you see on the History Channel and on the Military Channel in World War II. They were there.
Right. You weren't in World War II, were you, Jim?
I was a bit after that. I missed. Of course,
I
do that at the Home Depot. I said, you know what, you're a veteran, you get discounts a lot of places. And I show my ID card. And I said, you know, I'm a, I'll say Korean War or something, just kidding around, World War II. And some of them say, oh, the younger ones. And I'm thinking, okay, that'll make me like 95. But no.
Well, I don't know when World War II was. But it's true. We are, you know, rapidly, as baby boomers and as the World War II vets, we're, you know, that even though there are a lot of us, we are still dissipating. And I'm proud to say that I am a proud Army grandma. My grandson is currently serving in Kansas, which is a wonderful place as far as I'm concerned for him to be serving. But he's going to be going to Korea. I wonder if this is top secret information. Probably not. But he's going to be going
I have
to
that
Korea.
Kind of clearance because of where I was stationed. And what we can say about our duty station, it's a security depot. And it's a security depot for, you know, I think we could say one more sentence, but I'm not going to say it because – but that's what we have the signed paper saying, that if anybody asks your MOS, I can say it because I was military police. But as far as my duty station, we can say we are in a security depot, period.
Well, I can say somewhere in Kansas and somewhere in Korea, right? Hopefully.
What's his MOS? What's his occupation? What, you know, was he a...
He's a supply clerk. Just occurred to me. He's Radar O'Reilly. No.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
No,
you know,
that was Klinger. Klinger was the supply clerk.
Klinger, yeah.
But
right,
one
clerk.
So
yeah,
yeah,
when,
he's
when
a
was
supply
that?
Clerk.
That
but I'm. That was Korean War. But I'm.
No,
I'm
I
very
mean,
proud of
the,
my grandson.
The, I'm talking about the movie that was back in. Wow, that was like 70 or something.
The movie MASH. Yeah, that was a while ago.
Wow, yeah.
But yeah, I'm proud of my grandson. He's doing well, and he loves the Army. He loves being in the military. And, you know, there's so many young men and women that are serving all over the world in combat, here in the United States, and duty stations abroad. It's amazing to me that... we have so many people in our military, and we still need more, and that they're doing such a fine job, and we do need to honor them more, from the vets that we have to the currently serving military personnel.
Yeah, yeah. And I've
and
I
thank
think
you for your service, Jim.
Well, sure.
Thank you for your service, Jim.
Well, thank you, thank you. I think it's such a benefit. It was such a benefit to me because when I went in, at the time I didn't really have an intact. I didn't care about health insurance and medical benefits. You don't think of that when you're 20-something. But now that I'm older, I'm thinking like, wow, this is really cool because it is an issue with retirees when it comes to the insurance situation and deductibles and health care. Boy, it becomes a real big issue.
Right, and the medical benefits are a big benefit. But you know what? That brings us up to our tech time.
Tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, today I want to talk about viruses. I have been singing the praises of Apple products and MacBooks for several years now since I became a convert. And I have to admit, I got my first Apple virus. Now, there have always been viruses for Macs, but they're very rare, and usually the MacBook virus catcher catches them. Well, this one got through, and I want to warn everybody, and they're always warning us, don't click on email that you don't recognize. Well, because I have a Mac, I thought that I was just, you know, safe from clicking on whatever I wanted to. We get a lot of emails that have a lot of strange content, and the way they get to us is through our greed. So I don't know what I clicked on, what I opened, but I opened something, and it unleashed a virus on my computer that said my computer was going to get locked out. I wasn't going to be able to access any files. I had to call this phone number right away, and it would connect me to Apple, and Apple would fix it. Well, first of all, the number was like an 866 number or something. No, it wasn't 866. It was some area code that was linked to a city, so I didn't believe that it was really Apple to begin with. But I called it anyway, and it sounded like a boiler room type place. I could hear all the voices in the background with other people apparently taking calls. And you never hear that when you call Apple. And then the guy was really aggressive trying to get me to, you know, give him information. And I wouldn't even get past the first part of what was my name and phone number. And finally I said, okay, this is an Apple. I'm calling Apple and reporting it. So before I could even call Apple, they called me back, and he was very aggressive. He said, your computer's going to lock up. You've got to go to this, and you've got to click on this so I can help you fix this. And I said, no, thank you. And I called Apple, and I talked to the Apple guy, and he said, oh, yeah, that's a virus. And he helped me to take it off. So if you have a Mac or a Windows machine and you get a virus, don't call anyone that comes in the email. Go to the regular help phone number that you would call and get proper service. Don't click on emails that you don't recognize, even if they promise you $1 million. There's no $1 million at the end of that rainbow. There is a virus. Don't click on links to things that you don't recognize. And I also tell people, report this stuff. If you get mail saying that you won a bunch of money through Publishers Clearinghouse, but it doesn't look right, send the email to Publishers Clearinghouse. If you get one from any company that doesn't look right, they almost all have a website that you can go to, the real company, say it's Bank of America. You can go to the Bank of America website, just type in the search, phony emails, and they will give you a phone number or an email that you can email the information to. This way they can shut them down, and that's what you want. You don't want other people to get caught. You don't want your files to be held hostage, and make sure your equipment is backed up. Some of you may know I dropped my phone in the toilet. It happens. And it died, but I had everything backed up. So all I had to do was go get another phone, and everything transferred back. So back up your computers, back up your phones, and don't click on any strange click things. Yeah, that's it. No! And that is my tech time for today. Jim, let's move on to your Jim.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim.
Last day of the month, and I found an article in time.com. It was kind of interesting. 7 things you did not know about Memorial Day, so I thought I'd go over them with you. It was originally called Decoration Day. To honor the deceased, soldiers would decorate graves of their fallen comrades with flowers, flags, and wreaths, hence Decoration Day. Although Memorial Day became its official title in the 1880s, the holiday wouldn't really become Memorial Day until 1967. It was, number two, it wasn't always celebrated as the last Monday in May, which we know it's last Monday. After the Civil War, General John Logan, Commander-in-Chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, called for the holiday commemorating fallen soldiers to be observed every May 30th. But due to the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which took place in 1971, Memorial Day was moved to the last Monday to ensure longer weekends. And number three of the interesting facts, unknown facts, but some of you may know some of this stuff. It's legally required to observe a national moment of remembrance. And now, that's so in December 20th, 2000, Congress passed a law requiring Americans to pause at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day to remember and honor the fallen. But this doesn't appear to be common knowledge because, you know, around 3 p.m., most people seem to be deep into the hot dog-induced food coma, you know, and they kind of forget about that situation. But that's what Reetha and I were talking about. All right, and then number four, James A. Garfield delivered a rather lengthy speech on the first Memorial Day ceremony, you know, telling about the basics of what it's all about. And several states still observe Confederate Memorial Day. And Waterloo, for the number six fact, Waterloo, New York, is considered the birthplace of Memorial Day. All right, now this one I'm going to see if you guys can answer. More than how many people will travel at least 15 miles from their home on Memorial Day? A million, 5 million, 15 million, or over 30 million? Travel more than 50 miles away from their home on Memorial Day. What would you say, Reetha?
50 or 15 miles?
Well, a million miles, 5, 15, or over 30, more than 50 miles from their home. People travel more than
15. Are you saying 15 miles or 50 miles?
More than 50 miles from their home. What do you think, listeners? Reetha, what do you think?
I'd say a million.
A million people? Okay. More than 36 million people will travel at least 50 miles from their home on Memorial Day, according to AAA. So, you know, just some of the stats. And, you know, and like we say, if you plan on doing your travel, we always remind you to, if it's going to be a far distance, if you're going to visit the relatives in North or South Carolina, you got to check the weather, because Reetha, a lot of rain going on with that Bonnie down there. I don't know if you checked on that, but boy, there's some big flooding going on down there. And the central states had some rain. But here we are sitting in California with our, actually we had a little sprinkle yesterday. I don't know if you noticed that down in L.A., but we did have a little sprinkle.
No. We had mist. We didn't have actual moisture.
Yeah, up here we had a tiny bit of spring. I mean, it's definitely not going to change the, you know, the water shortage situation, which is it's a big issue. We'll get into this another time, but I was reading this article down in South America, and I had no idea there was such a water shortage because, you know, they have all the greenhouse effect, and with all the trees and the forest, that causes, you know, the greenhouse effect, evaporation up into the atmosphere, which with the Coriolis effect and the geostrophic winds, it spins the moisture around and makes it travel and causes it to rain. Well, what's happening is because of all these reservoirs are so dried up, and a lot of the forest and swamplands they've all been cut down for lumber and so on and resourcing, that they're not producing this greenhouse effect anymore, and they're not getting the condensation, and there's a real, real water shortage where they're real strict on that down there. So, you know, we have our issues here. But, of course, we got our bottled water, right, Reetha? Go get our bottled water at Ralph's.
It's true. Well, we're almost out of time, Jim. It's been wonderful spending Memorial Day morning with you. You know, we got a new show coming up on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Tweens on Air.
Tweens on Air.
Saturdays. And my friend your friend, Lacey K, is going to be hosting that.
Oh, yeah. Lacey's going to be on. It's really stirring things up. A lot of people are showing an interest in this. And
Lacey is just growing up so nicely. I follow her on, what's the one where you see them live?
Periscope.
I see her on Periscope and on Facebook. And, I mean, over the last four or five years, I've watched Lacey really grow up. So she's still just a queen, which is just amazing to me.
She's a talented
girl.
Her show's
going to be on Saturday, so look forward to that.
I told you, Reef, I saw Marie Desmond in a play, and I've never seen her in a play. I've seen her perform, and she's really amazing, but I've seen her in a play, and she's pretty good with the acting. And it was
awesome.
Nice, because it was close to the house. I like that. But, yeah, Easy Way Broadcast, fans page. Check out
the
app.
Yeah, the fan page on Facebook. And don't forget to get the app. I can't believe someone could be listening to us and they still don't have the app. But they can get the app, which is, you can find out everything that's going on easy. So you can text 21777
Easy Way
on your cell phone, and then type in Easy Way. You can find out about the app and everything that's going on, too. He does really make it the easy way. There's so many ways to get in touch with Easy and what's going on with the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. And Radio
I can't tell you how many
Live,
people
check us out.
There's so many people respond to them, and I hear this either in person or however. You know, you see the emails, they're so appreciative, and he helps a lot of people, and he gets them through situations and how to set up things and how to get their product out there or whatever. And
speaking of product, I got some beautiful Caterina jewelry, and it's got the clasp that you use the little plastic thingamabob. I don't know what to call it, but it helps you to open and close the jewelry, which for some of us boomers, it's kind of hard because of arthritis or just getting old to get the...
Reef, I think that's called a charm opener, Reef. I think
charm opener.
Yeah, boy.
Well,
yeah,
look at you, all metrosexual, knowing charm openers and stuff. You must be hanging out with Caterina Jewelry.
I have a note next to me.
Oh.
Reef, I have no memory. I'm not taking
that
credit
makes
for
two
me,
of us.
But I do remember the crowd around the Caterina Jewelry table, and boy, they love that stuff. They're trying it on, and it's really unique jewelry line she's got. But anyway,
it really is.
And so I guess it's time to wrap up, Reef, rest of your holiday. Everybody enjoy your rest of your holiday and remember what it's all about. And till next week, thanks for tuning in. And Reef, we'll talk to you next week. Have a good, safe week. And so long, everybody. Until then.
Bye, everyone. Have a safe, sane Memorial Day.
Be safe. Stay healthy.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers,
and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.